This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 29. Mr. Fox Gets Into Serious Business.
"Hit turn out one time," said Uncle Remus, grinding some crumbs of tobacco between the palms of his hands, preparatory to enjoying his usual smoke after supper. "Hit turn out one time de Brer Rabbit make so free wid de man's collard patch dat de man he took and sot a trap for old Brer Rabbit."
"Which man was that, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"Jes de man, honey. Dat's all. Dat's all I knows. Dis one of dese yer mans what you see trollopin' round every day. Nobody ain't never hear what his name is, and if dey did, dey kept de news mighty close for me. If dis yer man is believed fur to have a name, den I'm done, 'cause you had to go fudder to me. If you believe to know more than I does, den you'll have to hunt up some of dese yer niggers what sprung up since I commenced fur to shed my hair."
"Well, I just thought, Uncle Remus," said the little boy, in a tone remarkable for self-deprecation, "that the man had a name."
"To be sure," replied the old man with unction, puffing away at his pipe. "Course. Dat what make I say what it does. Dish yer man might have had a name, den again he mightn't. He might have been named Slipshop Sam. He might have been named Old One Eye Riley, which if 'twas ain't been handed round to me. But dish yer man, he in de tale, and what we gonna do wid him? Dat's de point. 'Cause when I get to huntin' round 'mong my 'membrance at a dish yer Mr. what you may call him's name, she ain't dar. Now den, let's just call him Mr. Man and let him go with dat."
The silence of the little boy gave consent.
"One time," said Uncle Remus, carefully taking up the thread of the story where it had been dropped, "hit turn out dat Brer Rabbit been makin' so free wid Mr. Man's greens and truck dat Mr. Man, he took and sot a trap for old Brer Rabbit. And Brer Rabbit, he's so greedy dat he took and walked right spang in it, 'fo' he know hisself. Well, 'twa'n't long 'fo' here come Mr. Man, bruisin' round, and he ain't no sooner see old Brer Rabbit than he smack his hands together and holler out, 'You a nice fella, you is. You been gobblin' up my green truck, and now you tryin' fur to tote off my trap. You a mighty nice chap, dat's what you is. But now dat I gotcha, I jes' bout settle wid you fur de old and de new.' And wid dat, Mr. Man, he go off, he did, down in de bushes atter a handful of switches. Old Brer Rabbit, he ain't seein' nothin', but he feelin' mighty lonesome, and he sot dar lookin' like every minute was gwine to be the next. And whiles Mr. Man was off preparin' his brush broom, who should come paradin' along but Brer Fox. Brer Fox make a great admiration, he did, bout to fix what he find Brer Rabbit in. But Brer Rabbit, he make like he fit to kill hisself laughin', and he up and tell Brer Fox, he did, dat Miss Meadows's folks want him to go down to de house in attendance on a weddin', and he 'low which he couldn't, and dey 'low how he could, and den bimeby dey take and tie him dar whilst dey go after de preacher, so he be dar when dey come back. And mo'n dat, Brer Rabbit up and tell Brer Fox dat his chillen's mighty low wid de fever, and he needs fur to go after some pills fur him, and he ax Brer Fox fur to take his place and go down to Miss Meadows's and have a nice time wid de gals. Brer Fox, he in for dem kind of pranks, and 'twa'n't no time 'fore Brer Rabbit had old Brer Fox harness up in his place, and den he make like he got to make haste and git de pills for dem sick chillens.
Brer Rabbit wa'n't mo'n out of sight, for here come Mr. Man wid a handful of hickories. And when he see Brer Fox tied up dar, he look like he astonished.
"Heyo," says Mr. Man, says he, "you done change color, and you done got bigger, and your tail done grown out. What kind of what's his name is you anyhow?" says he.
Brer Fox, he stay still, and Mr. Man, he talk on. "Hit's mighty big luck," says he, "if when I catch the chap what nibble my greens, likewise I catch the feller what gnaw my goose," says he. And wid dat, he lit into Brer Fox wid the hickories, and the way he play rap jacket was a caution to the neighborhood. Brer Fox, he juke and he jump, and he squeal and he squall, but Mr. Man, he shower down on him, he did, like fighting a red wasp nest.
The little boy laughed, and Uncle Remus supplemented this endorsement of his descriptive powers with a most infectious chuckle.
"By and by," continued the old man, "de switches, dey got frazzled out. Mr. Man, he put out after some more, and when he done got fairly out of hearing, Brer Rabbit, he showed up, he did, 'cause he just been hiding out in de bushes listening at de racket. He 'low hip mighty funny dat Miss Meadows ain't come along, 'cause he done been down to de doctor house, and dat's fudder dan de preacher yit. Brer Rabbit make like he hurryin' on home, but Brer Fox, he open up, he did, and he say, 'Ah, thank you fur to turn me loose, Brer Rabbit, and I'll be obliged,' says he, 'cause you done tie me up so tight that it make my head swim, and I don't spec I'd last fur to get to Miss Meadows's,' says he. Brer Rabbit, he sot down sort of keerless like, and begin fur to scratch one ear like a man studying about something.
'Dat's so, Brer Fox,' says he. 'You does look sort of stove up. Look like something been uncombing your hairs,' says he.
Brer Fox ain't saying nothing, but Brer Rabbit, he keep on talking.
'Dey ain't no bad feelings twixt us, is dey, Brer Fox? 'Cause if dey is, I ain't got no time fur to be tearing round here.'
Brer Fox say which he don't have no unfriendliness.
And wid dat, Brer Rabbit cut Brer Fox loose just in time fur to hear Mr. Man whistling up his dogs. And one went one way, and t'other went another.
Dat de end of de tale.